We welcome in the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Pecolo. He's brought to you by Technology Group Solutions, where purpose meets possibilities. I'll start right there, J.J. Obviously, everybody in Kansas City is feeling great about this thing, evened up with you guys coming back to KC. But Mikel Garcia, look, there was conversations during the day like, oh, why is he back in the leadoff spot? What's going on? And he delivers for you guys in a huge way.
Yeah, he really did. Michael, he's a great competitor. And really last night going into the game, you know, looking at Rondon, we were trying to figure out how can we get some offense going at the top of the lineup. And as well as Michael Massey swinging the bat, you know, the left-on-left thing is sometimes difficult, especially against Rondon, who had really good stuff to start the game. But, you know, Mikel is what we call an action player. And if he can get on base, we know he can steal a base. We like he and Bobby back-to-back. I mean, that's how we had it set up early in the year. And Q pushed the right button last night. He put the right guy in the leadoff spot and it paid off for us.
I think a lot of times we've talked about this earlier in the season, JJ, but sometimes it's reinforced in the postseason. When you see and he starts to get a base and he starts to like feel himself a little bit, right? You see that same like winter league player that was in the middle of the action, I think, too. It felt like last night for Mikel, it was about once he starts feeling like the energy of postseason, he kind of turns into a different player.
He does, and that was brought up by a couple of our staff members about what he did in winter ball and just the look in his eye, the confidence he has in himself. He likes the big stage, you know, and it's something that we're well aware of. And to see what he did in Baltimore and then to come here and play in this environment and play as well as he did is not very surprising to us. So just happy he did it.
When you look at what Carlos Rodon had done in the first inning, I think a lot of this time you might get into like, oh, here comes this big moment. Maybe he's going to have the best stuff. And then you guys run him out in the fourth inning. Were you surprised that they were able to get to him, I guess, so quickly? Or just based on how that game started, were you surprised that he ended up getting run out of that game so quick?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, his stuff the first inning was really good. And, you know, just knowing the player, he was amped up. You know, I didn't realize, I didn't see what he had done. I didn't have a monitor in front of me, but I think it got the attention of our dugout and kind of flipped the script a little bit on him. But, you know, he's a great competitor. He's got a great track record. His stuff was playing up in the first inning for sure. Just sitting there is hoping that he calms down a little bit and you get a little more 94s and 95s instead of 98s and 99s. And it happened, but it really happened because Salvi took a very professional at bat that started that inning. And then we got into the, you know, the old mantra of keep the line moving. We ran the bases extremely well that inning. I know the inning ended on Mikel, you know, between first and second, but really he wanted to draw that attention. So there wasn't a play to play. So it's a smart baseball play. You know, with any kind of luck, he gets back to first, and now Bobby's hitting. But we strung together a bunch of good hits. There's really good base running in there. That's the type of baseball we need to play, and if we do that, we'll be successful.
How much do you, you know, we know the players love it. Fans certainly love it, JJ. How much do you get enjoyment out of, you know, Salvador Perez sticking his tongue back out, seemingly at Rodon, we'll assume?
I don't think it was seemingly. I think it was a definitive reason he did that. But that's great. I mean, these guys are competitors. I mean, as much as they may get into it, I know the other series out on the West Coast are getting into it pretty good. You know, that happens in games. There's emotion. Teams want to, you know, teams want to win. Players want to do well. And Salvi being the leader that he is, I mean, he can't control if he's going to hit a home run. But once he does it, he's going to send a message back. And, you know, we're not going to get pushed around. I mean, they're a good team, but, you know, we're a good team. So we're not going to get pushed around, and it's just going to be the way we compete. And I love that he did it. I think it's great.
We're talking to J.J. Pecolo, Royals general manager here on 96.5 The Fan. One other thing throughout this postseason, and certainly we saw it come into play yesterday against the Yankees, is some of the experienced guys, even a couple that really still haven't been with the club all that long, Tommy Pham and Yuli Gurriel, for example, have really played a huge role so far for you guys in the postseason.
Well, it can't be overstated, and I feel like I've been saying this over and over, especially this week getting here to New York. You know, experience in the playoffs is valuable. I mean, those guys are not going to vibrate. They've been there before. They've been in these crazy back-and-forth games. They know what it's like. They steady the ship for you. Tommy's done it since we got him. And Yuli, to be very candid, I think he's gotten better over the last couple weeks. Every at-bat he gets, it's a better at-bat. His bat speed's really good. His pitch selection is really good. And the ball's coming off of his bat better now than it did when we first acquired him. So it's very encouraging. And I hope when the dust settles and some of our younger players are going through this for the first time, really digest, you know, what they're going through, they'll notice those types of at-bats that Tommy and Yuli have taken, because they are professional at-bats. And as our players get more experience, they'll take the same type of at-bats and we'll be an even better team.
Thinking of some of the younger players, Bobby Witt Jr., back-to-back games, 0-for-5. First time in his career, it only took 3 years for him to have back-to-back 0-for-5 games. I don't think anybody here is necessarily worried about him, but what do you see in his at-bats, and do you feel like maybe even particular in the seventh inning, was there any pressing?
I don't think there's pressing. I think they're just pitching him really well. They made some really good pitches. You know, there's a little bit of chase, but when you got Clay Holmes pitching and he's got that split or whatever he calls it with the late movement, they're tough to lay off of. You know, Bobby won well, but I don't think he's pressing. The good thing is guys around him are doing their job, and it's nice to know that we're going to win games in the playoffs if Bobby does have an offer, because it's going to happen. Bobby will bounce back. I know he'll be really happy when we get back to Kansas City. Actually, they all are really excited about getting back home. It's been a long road trip, but, you know, they know there's going to be a big crowd. There's going to be a lot of emotion. It's going to be very comfortable, and I would be very surprised if Bobby doesn't bounce back and have a solid game tomorrow.
JJ, it feels like it's just you and Salvi who could kind of explain what playoff baseball is like at Kauffman Stadium. What do? Show highlights? You have Salvi tell them what it's like? How do you get the team prepared for what Kauffman Stadium is typically like in a postseason format?
Well, I think it's great. We went to Atlanta. There was a great atmosphere there. Baltimore is a great atmosphere. You come here, it's a great atmosphere. So we've played with, you know, as the opposition in these tough places to play. Now you go home and the momentum just swings towards you. But all of the guys that have come through our system, they've seen all the highlights. A lot of, you know, our baseball 101 classes or plays we've picked out of the playoff runs we were in 14 and 15. So they've seen the hype and the emotion and the stadium turn blue. So they have not lived it, but I think they're looking forward to seeing it because they've heard all about it.
There's no question about the atmosphere that we're going to have here in Kansas City tomorrow. But then you look at the other series in baseball. There's been a lot of conversation about the playoff formats and the time off, even if you're one of the top seeds and all that. Seeing these series are tied at a game apiece, do you think home field advantage, though, is really still a thing in the postseason with the way we currently have the format set up?
Well, I don't know what the results aren't necessarily saying that. But if you ask any team, they'd much rather play at home than on the road. I mean,
sure.
You know, the crowd noise, the emotion that's there. I mean, you definitely want that on your side. But these guys are major league players, so they go on the road and they're able. It's amazing when you think about it, what they're able to block out and focus and concentrate, and how they're able to perform in hostile environments. But you know, when you're at home, yeah, it should swing in your favor. And I know it's kind of an oddity right now that the visiting teams are winning the wild cards, but I think give it another 20, 25 years, those numbers are probably even out.
Do you go back and look at like the American League Central now, knowing that you're watching the Tigers and the Guardians series and your team? Do you go back and look and be like, man, that was a way tougher division than the rest of baseball gave us credit for? Just knowing that maybe having to play those teams, I don't know, 30 combined times might have prepared you against some of the better teams in the American League, because that's clearly what the American League Central is now at this point.
The division definitely was better than anticipated, and we maybe didn't realize it going through the season how good it was. But now you look up, three of the four left are out of the Central. We're all competing very well, and the Twins just barely missed. So the division was very good. So I think there's a lot to be proud of. I don't really care who we play in the next round, but when it's all said and done, we're going to be really happy with the jobs that the front offices and the players have done in throughout our division. And now there's going to be doubters next year. Was this an aberration or not? But we'll enjoy the moment right now and worry about that later.
Seth Lugo will get the nod tomorrow for you guys at Kauffman Stadium, much like most of this roster. I mean, this will be the biggest game that he pitches in, but given his veteran experience, how do you guys feel about him going up against this Yankees lineup? Because right now, it's been a string of starters not going five innings. How much is that just based off of the success of your bullpen right now, not feeling like you have to get six innings out of starters, which is probably not something that a lot of people would have been saying a few weeks ago.
Well, if you look at just this series, I think what happens, the hitters are taking good at-bats. The strike zones, are tighter for whatever reason. They're tighter. And pitch counts are getting amped up. And even there's been a bunch of jams we've been in. The Yankees were in jams that they got out of. But the pitch counts are just, skyrocketing. But when I look at a guy like Seth Lugo, who's a very calming presence on the mound, who probably pitched his best game of the year against the Yankees when we were here last month, he's not going to be intimidated. He's going to pitch the type of game that he's pitched all year long. And I believe he'll go deep in the game tomorrow night, because that's just how he's built and he understands. Now he's had 2 days to watch the opposing lineup, and he prepares great, and he'll have an excellent game plan going into it. And I would be surprised if he doesn't execute, because he's done it all year long.
You've been able to rely on the five guys in the bullpen you have for a lot of it. Schreiber, Urseg, Long, Bubich, we know that. If you guys at some point in this series or in the next series need Singer or Lynch, how hard is it for them to just not pitch at all and then come into a relief situation, JJ? How can you keep them ready in case their number is called?
Yeah, well, they're throwing their bullpens. I mean, they're not throwing it with high intensity, but they're keeping their delivery in sync, and they're doing those things. But, as we were talking about the adrenaline of the playoffs, I think that will take care of, the lack of touches on the mound, for however many days it's been. And it's just part of it. You just got to trust them. They're on the playoff roster for a reason. It's not that we're afraid to use them. It's just the situation hasn't called for. The one thing that, I hope people understand, that the ghost runner in extra innings does not exist. That's where your guys who are stretched out come into play. And that's where Brady can help us. That's where Lynch can help us. Doesn't mean they won't pitch before the ninth inning, but you have to keep that in mind. And we've been in tight games. All these games have been tight games. We've been fortunate not to play an extra inning game yet, but chances are we're going to, and they're going to factor in quite a bit, but they'll be ready to pitch, because it's just exciting. Their adrenaline will be pumping, and they'll compete like they have all year.
I saw there's a cool story heading into yesterday's game, though, that Cole Reagans, at one point while you guys were in New York, him and a couple of his teammates went to Central Park and kind of warmed up there and played some catch there. Like 11-minute walk, I guess, from the team hotel or something like that. You play some catch in Central Park as well?
I walked quite a bit, but I didn't play any catch.
You should have. Now that seems like such a cool idea now.
Yeah. Well, to get to Yankee Stadium from where we're staying, it could take up to an hour. So to go in and play catch for 15 minutes, Brian Sweeney and Q, so why don't you guys just take your gloves, go to Central Park, which, I'm looking at it right now from our hotel, and go play catch there. And that's what they did. Kind of cool. And I think he said something that he was surprised nobody recognized him, but he was happy. So I'm assuming he wasn't wearing his Royals gear.
Since you spent the last 3 days there, what's the best street food?
The gyros. That's my go-to when I come to New York. It's I don't eat them all that much, but the gyro is a good sandwich.
All right, JJ, appreciate it. We'll see you out of the K tomorrow, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, guys. Thank you.
There you go. That's the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, JJ Piccolo, with us here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Royals. It's brought to you by Technology Group Solutions, where purpose meets possibilities.